Hi, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN Special Windows 8 Edition. Today, we have a real engineer as our guest, an engineer from the Windows team. Chris Anderson is here. Chris, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. I know you're all WinJS. I think it's important, though, that you describe the components of what that means and what your day entails.
Great. I've had a bunch of different jobs in my career, and this latest one, I've been working on the Windows Library for JavaScript. And what we had an interesting challenge there where when we started the project, we knew that we wanted to enable web developers to build Windows 8 apps natively.
Right.
And so we really looked at kind of what are the pieces out there in the web and what are the gaps in the web platform to really deliver the user experiences that people want to do today. And so the thing that people are most familiar with in WinJS is the kind of the large control that we built, which is called the list view, which is really, it is the quintessential Windows 8 user experience. And that's what people mostly think about when they think about WinJS. But really what we did, we also built a lot of basic pieces to build up. And so we looked at things like async programming in JavaScript, which is something that's really challenging for people to tackle today.
Yeah.
And there's been an emerging standard from the community coming out of the CommonJS group that's called Promises. And so we've adopted that into the library. And so we've really tried to do this approach of adopting what the community's doing and integrating that in and trying to build a set of technologies that are really familiar to web developers.
I think standards is an important word there.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys have done a good job, right?
We think so. We're definitely trying to take that approach. So a lot of the things that we have innovated, even beyond WinJS, if you look at the web platform itself, as part of Windows 8 and IE 10, we've introduced a ton of new standards and adopted a bunch of new standards around, CSS animations, new DOM APIs, the set immediate stuff. We pushed in features like request animation frame for doing higher performance animations in or games and things like that inside of HTML. So we really tried to both adopt the industry standards that are there and push the standards forward to really get, more application level development in web.
So I got to ask you, what's the power or how do us non-web type folks who are terrified of the client side, how do we jump in and be effective immediately? What's the guidance there?
Well, I think the main guidance is if you don't know HTML and JavaScript and CSS, just go learn it. Like it turns out the web is a large place and there's a lot of people who know it. And all of the things you know about web development apply to Windows 8 development. The additional surface area to access native components is very small. Like go out there, build apps, build them in the browser, go migrate them into web, into WWAs and build a Windows 8 application.
Is that your call to action, or is there more to this thing?
Well, the one thing I would say is I just learned about this great new site called GenerationApp.com, which is
great.
A way of
glad you brought it up.
Getting support from Microsoft for building Windows 8 apps.
Say that URL again.
I believe
for
it's
us.
GenerationApp.com.
So do I. And what can we learn up there?
You can basically get help and guidance on how to build applications. You can actually call up and talk to Windows 8 architects and get direct assistance on the problems you're facing, pointers to all the dev resources and all the tools. And as I think was mentioned earlier, like a bunch of Windows 8 tools are freely available today. You can go download off the net with the Visual Studio Win 8 Express. So just start writing apps.
Awesome. Sounds like a powerful place for us folks to jump in and do this. Hey, I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys for watching.